Hey, good morning. It is take two of the 2017 March 2nd episode of the Guyer Cook B2B Thursday show. I had problems with the video, so I'm doing it over. Okay, so if you've seen this once, well, this is going to be the same thing over again. It's going to be the Guyer Cook Report B2B Thursday, talking about the list that Small Biz Trends did of tips provided by its members of its small business community on how to do better with your e-commerce site, your landing pages, and so forth. So let's get to that, looking at that list. Kevin Donlan of Bacali Communications leads off, and remember the major digital marketing mistakes. Don't make the mistakes that have been documented in his blog post. It's all there in the link. And if you go to the guyercookreport.podbean.com, as always, you can get to those links. And I can have a little graphic up there. Learn how to use messaging in your e-commerce business. That's right. The messaging apps that you know are out there, you can use those for your online and mobile consumers. And it's a great way to provide customer support. And the list is all there. Alonio Sorovesta. I can't say that name. Anyway, her blog post at mavitech.com is great about using messaging apps. Take a look at that. The next one, study the major business trends and B2B marketing. Or study the major trends in B2B marketing. My lips will read the words. And B2B businesses, there's marketing trends, and those are different from business to consumer. We know that. Sam Hurley has listed those out in the significant B2B marketing trends in his Sparklane blog post. Give that a go. You can find that information in the link that we provide there. The next one is engaging customers with experiential marketing. Not experimental. You don't want to go out there on the limb and be the first one to try something and find out if it fails or not. Go and look at the resources available to you and use the ones that work. And this is one that Candace Simmons explained in her blog post about how businesses can utilize the concept of experiential marketing to sell products to customers. Okay? It's got three fun tips for engagement. And so, get to engaging, get to converting, all those buzzwords. Next one is master the basics of customer retention. Get them to come back to your page, basically. If they're an evangelist for your brand, and in this post from Shayla Price at Kissmetrics, you'll see the additional thoughts from the BizSugar community listed there on how to improve customer retention. Some people shared some different comments and thoughts on that. And Shayla did a great job of presenting that blog post. So now we scroll down a bit. And we'll see, set new financial goals. Yes, we do. Set new financial goals for your small business. If there's changes coming up in 2017, one of them might be setting a new financial goal. Maybe you want to make the bottom line strive for a bigger number. Krista Donovan at CorpNet blog post explains it real well. It's setting financial goals for your small business. Have a unique selling proposition, do you? When attempting to make sales, are you the guy without an elevator speech that doesn't have my unique selling proposition as I provide design, deployment, all those things? Well, if you don't have a unique selling proposition, meet up with your team or your spouse if you're a really small business and come up with one. And the blog post that Ron Finkelstein did at getentrepreneurial.com has got some good brain food there about setting up a unique selling proposition, why that's important, and some of the things that you can use to do that with. Stop overthinking your content is the next post, and that was written to help you, as Sujan Patel says, to make you not have to overthink your content and get way past what the reader's expectations are going to be. If the title is How to Stop Overthinking Your Content and Start Winning by Writing What Customers Love to See, there you have it. Next one, and this is kind of what we're doing, is using live video to reach out to customers, to the followers, the people that are looking at the site, and we're saying, hey, how are you? Take a look at this. And we've got the show notes, like I always say, it's available at thegeiercookreport.podbean.com. And go in there and get these links. They're all good ones. And the last one on the list is Learn How to Prevent Data Breaches. It's a post that was put out by Liz Green, who wants you to be aware of what data breaches are and how you can prevent them. So give that one a go. And if you'd like to suggest some other small business content ideas, give that a holler to sbtips@gmail.com. That's their email. And as far as tips goes, one that we have, and it's in our blog, it's about increasing your transparency, making yourself known to your potential customers, is the 27 questions posted, and it's spelled out there, and the answers are in the post. But click on that link to it's the Geyer Cook Report questions, what we're covering that a headline of, and you basically pick out 5 questions, things that you want people to know about you, and we'll get it out there, okay? Maybe we'll do an interview. I've promised some people interviews, and I've got a couple of them I need to do. So that's kind of the urging I need to get that done. Take a look at the planning session guide. It's right there in that link, and you'll see in the show notes. And right below that, you're going to see the big all capitals, thanks for being a patron. We now have patrons for this podcast. We appreciate them. Thank you very much for helping us out. And of course, you're going to get announced before the usual shout outs like Fraser Ramsey. He has a company that likes to clean, edinburghdusters.co.uk. And I think he's a .com too, edinburghdusters.com. I'll get there, redirect too. Thanks to Eileen Smith from basicblogtips.com. She's got a big event coming up in March. If you go to basicblogtips.com, you can click on the icon there and read about it. She told us about Screencast-O-Matic. It's a great tool for doing screen recording. In fact, we're using it right now, second time today. And, of course, thanks to Friends Just Chatting. The Friends Just Chatting Facebook group, if you go to their link, it'll look like this. And it's there in the text, facebook.com/groups, and then just type in Friends Just Chatting, you'll find them. Thanks a lot for listening, and consider a subscription to our live show that we do on Fire Talk. Consider a subscription on YouTube channel if you're watching us on YouTube, or on Podbean, you can subscribe if you're just doing audio downloads. But join us, won't you please? And the links are all there in the show notes for Spreaker, for iTunes, etc., where you can find us. You can follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, subscribe on firetalk.com, link is there. And there's even mobile apps to get it on your phone. If you want to go to the App Store, to the Google Play Store, that link is right there. Please share our content. If you get a look at that, click there to share it on Facebook or Twitter or Google Plus. Thanks a lot for joining us, and I'm sorry that we had technical difficulties, had to do this twice. We'll see you tomorrow for the Friday wrap-up.